January 28th, the Kingdom of Grace, the battlefield. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Ephesians 6:12. The fallen world is the battlefield for the greatest conflict the heavenly universe and earthly powers have ever witnessed. It was appointed as a theater on which would be fought out the grand struggle between good and evil, between heaven and hell. Every human being acts a part in this conflict. No one can stand on neutral ground. Men must either accept or reject the world's Redeemer. All are witnesses either for or against Christ. Christ calls upon those who stand under His banner to engage in the conflict with Him as faithful soldiers that they may inherit the crown of life. Battles are to be fought every day. A great warfare is going on over every soul between the Prince of Darkness and the Prince of Life. As God's agents, you are to yield yourselves to Him that He may plan and direct and fight the battle for you with your cooperation. The Prince of Life is at the head of His work. He is to be with you in your daily battle with self, that you may be true to principle, that passion, when warring for the mastery, may be subdued by the grace of Christ, that you come off more than conquer through Him that hath loved us. Christ has been over the ground. He knows the power of every temptation. He knows just how to meet every emergency and how to guide you through every path of danger. God will have a people zealous of good works, standing firm amid the pollutions of this degenerate age. There will be a people who hold so fast to the divine strength that they will be proof against every temptation. Evil communications in flaming handbills may seek to speak to their senses and corrupt their minds, yet they will be so united to God and angels that they will be as those who see not and hear not. They have a work to do which no one can do for them, which is to fight the good fight of faith and lay hold on eternal life. The youth may have principles so firm that the most powerful temptations of Satan will not draw them away from their allegiance.